Hello again, this is Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and this is your afternoon edition for Friday the 15th of May. So, robots. If you've been watching this week, you'd be forgiven for thinking something fundamental just shifted. Because it did. Let me start with what happened over at Figure AI. They ran a 24-hour live stream of their Helix Zero 2 robot sorting packages. No human intervention, no teleop, just the robot, the conveyor belt, and 24 straight hours of work. And here's the bit that matters. It hit human parity throughput and did not fail once. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sorting packages? That's the big breakthrough? But stay with me, because the mundane bit is exactly the point. This was not a controlled demo. This was a full production task, running entirely on board, with automatic recovery for edge cases. The robot handled surprises on its own. When something unexpected showed up on the belt, it figured it out and kept going. That is the leap. The robotics community is calling this the clearest continuous uptime demo they have seen. And the internet, predictably, split into two camps. One side is skeptical about Figure specifically as a company. The other side is bullish on robotics as a category. And honestly, both can be true at the same time. Because here's the thing, skepticism about one company does not change what just happened to the entire field. When you can run a robot unsupervised for 24 hours on a real task, the conversation shifts. It is no longer, can it work? It is now, what labor does this replace, and when? Think about that for a second. Right. Completely different corner of the robotics world now. Unitree just revealed the GD01, a manned mecha robot. You can climb inside it walks on two legs, switches to four-leg mode when it needs stability, and apparently can punch through walls. I mean, come on, this is not science fiction. This is production-ready hardware you can order. And what it signals is bigger than the robot itself. The supply chain and engineering talent to build humanoid systems at scale now lives in China. And they are shipping hardware faster than we are debating policy. That is worth sitting with for a minute, because while we talk about what robots should be allowed to do, other countries are building them and putting them in the field. Okay, so let me shift gears for a second, because something happened in the markets this week that ties directly into all of this. Cerebra Systems went public, and on the first day of trading, the stock popped 107%. Now, normally that kind of move signals irrational exuberance. Everyone piles in, the hype takes over, and reality catches up later. But Azeem Azar had a different read on this one, and I think he is right. What Wall Street just figured out is that AI inference is where the real demand lives. Let me explore that for a second. Training a model is expensive and happens once. Running that model in production at scale for millions of users, that happens continuously. That is inference, and Cerebras makes massive chips specifically designed to handle that workload. The market pop was not about hype, it was about recognition. The money is finally flowing to the companies solving the production problem, not just the research problem. And that changes the game for everyone building on AI. If you are running agents, if you are deploying models in real applications, the cost and speed of inference is your bottleneck. Cerebras just told the world that bottleneck is worth paying to fix, and the market agreed. Now to voices and thought leaders, because there is a healthcare story here that properly surprised me. Abridge is a company building clinical intelligence for healthcare. They process over 100 million doctor-patient conversations, and their co-founders, Janie Lee and Chai Asawa, did a deep dive this week on what it actually takes to build AI for medicine. Here's what stood out. They are not just transcribing conversations, they are pulling structured data out of messy clinical dialogue, integrating it into EHRs, and handling prior authorizations in minutes instead of days. The scale is wild, but what really got me was how they think about evals. In healthcare, you cannot ship on vibes. You cannot A/B test your way into production when the stakes are someone's treatment plan. So they built evaluation pipelines that prove their models work before anything touches a real patient. Privacy by design, accuracy that holds up under audit, integration that does not break existing workflows. And here's the thing, healthcare's high stakes are forcing AI companies to solve harder problems first. The lessons they are learning about evals, about trust, about production readiness, those are going to ripple out into every other domain. If you can build AI that works in medicine, you can build AI that works anywhere. Over in builders and platforms now, and this one is for anyone shipping agents. Laurie Voss from Arise ran a workshop this week on building evaluation pipelines for agentic applications. Not theory, actual hands-on work, tracing, failure categorization, code evals, LLM judges, experiments that prove your prompt changes actually worked. The problem he is solving is what he calls the vibes problem. You ship a change, it feels better. But can you prove it? Can you measure it? Can you catch regressions before your users do? Most teams cannot. They test manually, they eyeball outputs, and they hope for the best. And that works fine until you scale. then it falls apart. What Laurie is teaching is how to build the infrastructure that catches problems before they ship, how to know your agent is better today than it was yesterday, how to move fast without breaking things. If you are building agents, this is the unsexy work that makes the difference, because the demo is easy, production is hard, and evals are how you bridge that gap. Right. But let me balance that optimism with a reality check. Ontario's auditors just released a report on AI medical note takers, and it is not good. The systems they reviewed routinely make factual errors, hallucinations, wrong dosages, incorrect patient histories. And those errors spread downstream into billing, treatment decisions, and care coordination. This is the gap between demo quality and production reality in high-stakes domains. And it is a real problem. Because here's the thing, medical note-taking sounds like a solved problem. The demos look great, the pitch is compelling, doctors save time, patients get better documentation, everyone wins. Except when the AI hallucinates a drug allergy that is not real, or records a symptom the patient never mentioned, or gets the timeline of care completely wrong. Those are not minor errors, those are decisions that compound. The takeaway? If you are deploying AI in a domain where mistakes matter, you need more than a good demo. You need evals, you need human review, you need failure modes you understand and can mitigate, and you need to be honest about what the system can and cannot do, because the technology is here. The robots work, the agents ship, the models run at scale, but the bridge from it works in the demo to it works in production is still being built. And that bridge is made of evals, of honesty, and of teams who take responsibility for what they ship. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. We are past the proof of concept phase. The robots sort packages for 24 hours straight. The agents automate knowledge work. The chips handle inference at scale. The question is no longer, does it work? The question is, what happens when it works everywhere at once? And that is worth thinking about this weekend, because the answer to that question is going to shape the next decade. Right, that's everything for now. Thanks for being here. Until next time.